get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning, golf fans, and welcome once again to your favorite source for golf news and entertainment. This is Tee to Green, coming to you via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, sitting in solo today, and before we all settle in for some Daytona 500 racing today, how about a little golf talk here first? First up on today's show is Terry Anton. He's the president and CEO of Snag Golf. Snag stands for Starting New at Golf, and it is a teaching program for new golfers of all ages, really, and that uses equipment and tools that may not be familiar to you. They're closely tied in with the First Tee program. However, with Snag, you can play the game of golf in alternate locations, such as a soccer field or a baseball diamond. So we'll talk with Terry Anton about that whole program and what is all involved. Then we'll head down to Texas, which sounds like a nice place for some golf this time of year. Texas Bound for Golf is a new adventure that is working with courses all over the state to tie in marketing and promotion plans, and Jason Ashley will be along to explain that approach and where you can now go for your one-stop shopping for golf in Texas if you happen to be heading down that way either soon or anytime in the near future. We'll also take you on tour, let you know what's going on with the pros this weekend. There is a battle for a potential new number one at the top of the men's standings going on to the match play. All that coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We're also live and on the internet at sportsbyline.com, also linking through our website, tgreenradio.com. Stay with us as we listen, or as you listen, nationwide. XM Channel 93, Sirius Channel 208, Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Be right back.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
You are listening to America's longest-running network radio golf show. This is Tita Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs every Sunday morning. I'm Jerry Buttenhoff. This segment of Tita Green brought to you in part locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years now of serving families with dignity and heritage. You can come in for a free personal planning guide there at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, or call 719-471-9900. I have become the lucky recipients of a killer cold virus that has hit Colorado Springs here. So hopefully I won't go into too bad of a coughing spell during the show today. I know that everyone in the my local Walgreens yesterday morning kind of sounded just like me. So we will try and motor on and hopefully get through this hour here. First up, is Terry Anton. He's the president and CEO of Snag Golf, and which stands for Starting New at Golf. It's a different kind of approach to teaching the game of golf, not only to youngsters, but to people of all ages that might want to be getting into it. And with their program, you can take the game elsewhere. You don't need to be on a golf course necessarily. You can play on a baseball diamond or a soccer field, something like that, any kind of open space. And to explain how this all works is the CEO, Terry Anton. Terry, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Sorry to hear you're a little under the weather.
You know, I'm way ahead of where I was yesterday at this point already, so I will do my best to carry through, and you know, I'll just let you talk a little more than normal. How's that sound?
That would be impossible.
Oh, would it? Okay. Terry is a former college golfer at the University of Florida. He played briefly in the PGA Tour in the early 80s, actually qualified for a couple events while he was still in high school, and was also part of the founding group of the American Junior Golf Association. Let's start there first and give everyone some inkling as to how you got involved with getting that program going, which, of course, has spread like crazy over the past 20, 30 years or so.
Well, what we were trying to do, I was probably a little ahead of my peer group as far as how I had played at that time. I did play in a couple tour events in high school, and even I was finding it difficult to attract the attention of college coaches. There wasn't a centralized programming, so to speak, or series of tournaments and point values and something that would attract the attention of the college coaches. So a group of us, along with a guy named Mike Bentley, who was a sports writer in Atlanta, we got together, and it became an offshoot of the Atlanta Junior Golf Association, because all of us were from Atlanta, and we decided to do this on a national basis.
Very good. And at that point, now, had you given up your PGA Tour playing at that point? Or
no, actually, I was still in college at the University of Florida.
Still were in, okay.
Yeah, all of us were college players except for Mike. And what we did is we took our summers and played a few events, but mostly we operated the AJGA events and helped get it off the ground. And I guess it was probably 3 years into it, Steve Hamlin, who was a golf professional at Innisbrook, was brought on board. And Steve has to this day, done a remarkable job in taking what model we had created and making it work incredibly well.
Now, I'm guessing that being as how you were involved in the creation there, that taught you a lot about marketing, promotion, and everything that you're involved in with your adventures now, didn't it?
It did. Well, what it was most important was how to model. In other words, what's going to work irrespective of what personnel is there, so you could really just plug and play people to do specific tasks. And that helped me with all of the programming that we developed for Snag. And you know, once we get started with programs, in Japan, for instance, we've had 9 nationally televised in primetime Snag National School Championships for boys and girls in 3rd and 4th grade. And so the model works tremendously well over there. We've got a lot of tournaments. We've got a lot of league play to the point where we play more Snag events in Japan than we do actual golf events.
Wow.
Golf
right.
tournaments.
That's incredible. So let's explain to our listeners what Snag is exactly, and tell us who Wally Armstrong is, and let's get into this whole, how that whole program got going here.
Wally and I both attended the University of Florida. Wally's about 10 years older than I am. We both played on the PGA Tour. And when I left the PGA Tour, I was looking at, you know, statistics from the National Golf Foundation that we had a revolving door of sorts of people coming in and out of the game. We weren't really getting a lot of growth. We had a lot of activity, and we just weren't getting a lot of growth. And so we looked at a lot of the reasons why the newbies to the game of golf were leaving. So we sat down and with two things in mind. One was to create the best entry-level golf learning system, and number two was to kind of break down the demographic and geographic barriers that golf presented, because it's a facility-bound game, and look at a way to bring people to the game that they could participate just about anywhere. So we worked for about 6 years. I spent a lot of time at the university level looking at all the other sports, everywhere from the entry level to the professional, and how they were coached, what was being said at various levels, and really looked hard at the entry level for each one of those and saw that what they had and what we didn't have in golf. So we began to develop programming that would kind of follow the same track and be able to bring people to the game and do it in a much easier way. We did it with two clubs, basically a putter and a club that looks like a wedge, so to speak. We designed a 5-sided grip that had color panels on it, so we could teach someone how to hold a club perfectly in less than 30 seconds, and they could retain that for the rest of their lives. So a lot of what we did on the instruction component is working exceptionally well with golf professionals and physical educators and even recreational professionals at Boys and Girls Clubs and YMCAs. As well as the play component, where people can just go and play anywhere. Soccer fields, as you said, the beach, you know, there's pretty much have a way to get an interest in the game and make it easy, because they're getting the skill sets to transition to traditional equipment and go to a traditional golf course.
Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the time frame on this when you first were getting moving with this is about mid-90s or so. At that point, did you have... How difficult was it to get this approach? I mean, it was certainly different than the normal, you know, teaching people how to play golf initially. Was it difficult to get this approach accepted by a lot of people?
Yeah, I like to say it's pretty much the same way that when Apple came out with the mouse as a intuitive device, that it took the, quote, computer professionals quite some time to accept how pertinent this would be for the average computer person. So, yeah, you know, I was laughed at early on, you know, because they were, you know, these big, colorful, plastic-looking things and a ball that looked similar to a tennis ball but weighed the same as a golf ball, that I was a nut and people ran away from me. Now they're running to us. So it's been a, you know, 180-degree turnaround in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, different look of thing. We're coming up on a break here, but let's start to explain to the listeners what it is that, I mean, you mentioned briefly you started people with basically two clubs to learn how to play, and everything is very colorful, and you've got all these things you can take with you to a beach or a soccer field. Explain a little bit about what really comes with the Snag package, if you will.
Well, for a consumer, they can buy, it comes with two clubs, a bag, what we call a launch pad, which is a mat that has a tee on it that you put the ball on, and you play off that mat and tee everywhere except where you're putting. And the end target, instead of a 4 1/4-inch hole dug down into the ground, it's a cylinder that's above ground you would fill with water, and it's covered with hook-type material like Velcro. And the ball sticks to it, and when it sticks to it, it's done. And quite frankly, we eliminated the lip out with these materials.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome because it's about 9 inches high, and so the ball can sometimes jump up where it would go over the hole in golf. It sticks up to the top, and so... And we call it a flag sticky instead of a flag stick.
Okay. Terry, hang on. We're going to come back and we'll talk about how you've expanded into schools and how you've taken this program worldwide here after this break. Terry Anton, President and CEO of Snag Golf, with us today. Stay with us. We'll be coming right back. You're listening to Tee to Green Worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-star and AAA 5-diamond awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today I want to talk to you about hitting out of the rough in club selection and grip tension and things like that, and give you a few tips on how to have a little more success. First of all, you want to choose a club that's going to advance the ball. You don't necessarily need the club that's necessary to get the ball to the green, but just something that you're going to advance, say an 8-iron, 7-iron. Also, you want to grip the club with a little more grip tension because the club face will likely shut when it gets caught up in the long grass. And because it shuts, you're going to aim to the right just a little bit. Keep that in mind, because normally shots out of the long grass will have a tendency to go left a little bit because that face tends to snap shut. That's all for today. Good luck.
For more tips from Mark, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday, this time from Broadmoor Resort. Maybe that tip from Mark will help you out here if you're out any time this week. I'm Jerry Buttenhoff, talking with Terry Anton. He's the president and CEO of Snag Golf, which stands for Starting New at Golf. It's an interesting little alternative teaching program for new golfers. And Terry, once you guys got going with this, first of all, I guess you targeted the schools first. Is that what happened?
We did. What we tried to do was find the best way to get to kids, and they're captive in that environment because, you know, the public pays for the physical plant, the school. Kids are transported there at somebody else's cost, they're fed, and somebody pays for a physical educator to teach these kids physical skills. So what all we had to do was develop the programming along with specialized equipment for that environment, and it's gone exceptionally well. We're in over 5,000 schools in the United States. Most of those actually are going through the First Tee program, their school program that utilizes our skill acquisition programming and their life skills programming. And we're in about 3,000 schools overseas in various countries.
Now, at the time of being located in the Southeast, I'm guessing that you started kind of in that region and then kind of, you know, spider-webbed your way across America from that point?
No, actually, the first group that I went to and kind of looked at who was the most unlikely group of kids that would be introduced to the game of golf, and so we went to Chicago Public Schools and the inner city schools, and we did our pilot programming with 30,000 inner city schools, and that was paid for by the Illinois Kids Golf Foundation, and They said it was their most successful program in their history. The kids loved golf. So we had physical educators that had never played golf that we trained, and they went out and did a great job.
Cool. And then at that point, or somewhere along the line, you went overseas. Now, why did you think that would work, and where did you start in what countries?
Well, anytime you develop a curriculum, there's two acid tests that go to a curriculum. The first one is replicatability. You know, can this thing be replicated to where if everybody did the same thing, would they get similar results? The second part was translatability. You know, how well does this programming translate to various other languages and cultures? And Japan, because it was the second largest golf market, was an ideal place for us to start. And it's worked tremendously well over there. They like it. They see that that's how they have to grow their game on an ongoing basis. And you know, we've got hundreds of thousands of kids now interested in playing the game for a lifetime, more than what they had.
Now, I know that you've recently, I believe, made a trip down to Brazil, and of course they will be hosting the first Olympic golf event in some time. Are the people in Brazil kind of, is that a great place to target right now, be simply because of the Olympics?
I think there's a variety of reasons. One of the first things you have to determine is there a game that is similar to golf that's somewhere in their culture and their history? And in Brazil, there isn't. So the first thing that you have to realize is that when you put a club in somebody's hands, that no one really has developed striking skills. So, you know, soccer is their lifeblood. I mean, they eat, you know, breathe, live it. And so just you have to teach them that their right foot in soccer is the same thing as a golf club head, and it's going to have the same dynamics in making contact with the ball. But they've got a very good national sports ministry and programming that we are going into some pilots right now in various city-states around Brazil. And our expectation is by the time the Olympics rolls around, our goal is to have it in the hands of about 4 million Brazilian kids learning to play golf in school.
I'm talking to you, Terry Anton, the CEO of Snag Golf. Terry, it's always been my theory, if you will, certain countries or certain groups of countries, if you will, even, and I'm kind of thinking the old Eastern Bloc, they really concentrated on Olympic sports. Here in America, you know, we've got baseball and football and so many things that other countries don't really play a lot of. I have this idea that because golf is now in the Olympics, you're going to get a lot of countries interested in the game of golf, let's say, you know, Russia, Romania, you know, just countries like that, and that at right now, folks like you, and, you know, even if you take it all the way to golf course architects and that sort of thing, those are going to be prime markets for our game now, isn't it?
Yeah, we have programming right now in 42 different countries, and the Czech Republic has, their golf federation has, they dove in 100%, and now they're looking at how we are in schools everywhere else, and they see the cost effectiveness of it. And this will surprise your viewers, but we can put golf in the hands of every kid in America for less than $5 a kid. And if we have it in a school environment and a kid's in elementary school, that really works out to about a dollar a year over their elementary years. And so these other countries are starting to see that the golf as perceived to be expensive is really in line with other sports now. And what we're trying to do is just get more and more people to, you know, inherit the cost of the existing golf infrastructure and want to inherit that. Otherwise, if we don't do that, who's going to do it?
Yeah. Now, in all your travels, how many languages have you had to learn, or have you gotten by with English so far?
I've had to learn English, and then I'm smart enough to hire a translator that speaks English to get my points across.
There you go. So what's next? I know that you're tied in with the first tee in a lot of places. Where do you go from here? Are you just kind of, you know, just try and keep expanding, or what's new on the horizon?
Well, we planned about 10, 12 years ago, we looked long-term at a number of things. One is we had our ideas on how people should be developed. My wife is a university professor, so I've had a lot of experience now with university professors who are very good in various disciplines to understand how we need to progress people. What are the progressions to go from our big clubs down to traditional golf equipment? So we're going to be introducing another progression this summer that we call Super Snag. We've got Snag leagues for kids now in America that we piloted over in Japan that were so successful that we're doing, and they'll be snagleagues.com. So in communities around the country, anybody can get involved and start running Snag leagues or you know, basically introductory golf leagues for kids and boys and girls to get involved. So we're expanding the programming. We're growing tremendously, and we don't see any end to the potential growth for what we want to do.
Good deal. Now, for people that want to know a little bit more and kind of look at some of the equipment and materials we've talked about, there's a website that people can go to and find out more, right?
Yeah, there's two. One is for the consumer side is www.snaggolf.com. And if you're a physical educator or recreation pro or even a golf professional, you can go to www.snagpros.com. And we register there, and we have great resource centers and packages that are available for those professionals to use in their business and schools and that sort of thing. And then we've got packages for the consumer.
All right, Terry Anton from Snag Golf, thank you for coming on board with us. You're doing a great job of growing the game worldwide, and keep up the good work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Terry Anton from Snag Golf will be back with Jason Ashley from Texas after this break on Tee to Green.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about short game shots from just off the green in a couple of tips on how you might have a little more success. One is you've got to pick out a club that you think you're good at. If you're a good putter and you're just off the green and there's nothing between you and the green, choose the putter. It's always a good option. Secondly, if you are just off the green, you've got to decipher what's between you and your target. If there's a mound there, obviously that takes a low-lofted club out of the picture. So make sure you take that into consideration. And thirdly is you've got to determine the ball flight necessary to get your ball to the target. If you're hitting to a pin that's some distance away, you're going to need a lower-lofted club to have it get rolling a little faster and go a little further distance-wise. For more on play around the green, getting up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is the show by golfers, for golfers, Tee to Green, every Sunday morning at this time. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, hosting from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Got to play golf in Texas one time in my life, so far, anyway. Played at Bear Creek, which is kind of right near the, right next to, I guess, DFW Airport. Didn't get to finish that day. It was the one nice day that particular week in November, and everybody decided to hit the course that same day. So we had to cut it close, leave a little early to get to the hockey game that night. But if I did my math here right a little bit earlier today, there are approximately 840 courses in the state of Texas. And there's a group that is taking the upon themselves to a daunting task, perhaps, of trying to tie all of them together in one marketing plan. And it's called Texas Bound for Golf. And with us, apparently Jason is as ill as I am today, so Chip Gist is sitting in and is going to tell us about the Texas Bound for Golf. Chip, good morning. How are you?
Jerry, how you doing? I'm doing great this morning.
Good deal. Now, you guys are up in Chicago, I think. I'm assuming you're at another golf show of some sort. Is that right?
We are. We were at as we were at the Denver Golf Show 2 weeks ago, we were here at the Chicago Golf Show this week, and it's a lot of nice people up here in Chicago, but we had a great time in Denver, too.
Where is the one in Chicago? What part of town is it up there?
It's out at the Rosemont Stevens Convention Center out by O'Hare Airport.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Tell us about Texas Bound for Golf and what really is the focus of what you guys are trying to do down there.
Well, we have two focuses, and I appreciate you having me on today. This is a great opportunity. What we're trying to do is put the state of Texas back on the map as far as golf destinations for golfers around the country, especially golfers who don't get a chance to play 12 months a year like we do in Texas. So we have taken on, in a partnership with the state and Texas Monthly, we're out here marketing Texas as a golf destination, number one. And number two, on the back end, we have a full-service concierge. So we're asking people who are interested to go to our website at texasboundforgolf.com, and they can browse all the regions of Texas, and then they send us an inquiry that says we'd like to go, say, for example, play golf in Dallas, or we're going to be down in the Houston area, or we may be down in the Valley and like to play five rounds of golf on a certain weekend in hotel rooms, and our concierge service can set all of that up for them before they get there.
Good deal. Now, according you've broken the state into seven different areas here, whether you're talking about the Gulf Coast or up in the Dallas area and everything like that. Am I right when I said about 840 courses, and was I close there?
You're almost exactly right. It's 804 courses in the state, so we got plenty of inventory down there.
Yeah, you certainly do. Well, Texas is big, and obviously there's a lot of opportunities. Now, we had, and I just can't recall the name, we had someone from the Austin Golf Trail on the show about two or three years ago, and there's been a lot of that sort of thing going on all over the country. Of course, it started with the Robert Trent Jones Trail in Alabama, and a lot of places in the country have put together things like that. Are you trying to just expand that a little bit more, or what was the mindset here?
Our company, we started out as the Austin Golf Trail, and we built a cooperative marketing effort in the city of Austin and surrounding areas with 12 golf facilities and 6 hotels, along with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and began to market Austin as a golf destination and then had the concierge as well. And as what we found out was that process worked. We're booking a bunch of – we've brought a bunch of business to Austin, and we've had happy customers. So it's a very scalable model. So now what we're doing is we are going to the major metropolitan areas in Texas, including San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas, doing the same thing we did in Austin and branching out from there. But it's all the same company, and the two goals are the same.
I'm speaking with Chip Gist from Texas Bound for Golf. Chip, golf facilities, if you will, all over the country have had to kind of come up with new creative ways to either keep people playing, get more people to start playing. Of course, you know, the whole spectrum here is very broad, but have you found that that people are really jumping on board with you and saying, hey, if you know, any additional avenue that people have to find us, I'm guessing that people are not turning you away, right?
No, absolutely not. There are several ways. As a PGA member, I've been involved with the Golf 2.0 program quite a bit, and there are several different ways that the PGA of America is trying to give access to golfers and make it easier for more people to play the game. And this cooperative marketing effort is just one way to do that. What we found as a golf operator, I found that the people who are traveling have a tendency to not only have a great time while they're there, it's just hard for them to find out where they should play and how to get there. And the Texas Bound for Golf program is really all about showing them what's available and how to access it at the same time. And right. I think that's a really good service. So far, our customers have been very happy because we can group hotels that are nearby the golf courses, and then we make recommendations. For example, lots of people, when they come to Austin, they say, I got to have some good barbecue. So there's a couple of good golf courses that happen to be near the most famous barbecue places and the best barbecue places, so we'll pair them together for that day. And that's just a local service that they probably wouldn't have found, or it would have been harder for them to find.
Exactly. Now, Texas is obviously it is very big, and there's very different types of terrain. My guess is that anyone that's golfing up in the Amarillo or Lubbock area is going to be on some windswept prairie type courses. Pick out a couple of areas of Texas, if you would, Chip, and just kind of describe some of the courses that people might find in certain parts of the state.
Sure, thank you. Well, if you start right in the center of the state, the Texas Hill Country from Austin to San Antonio offers terrain that is much more up and down, elevations of 50 to 100 feet in some areas, lots of rivers and lakes in that area to play around. So that is a part of Texas that most people just don't think of when they're thinking of Texas. There's also the Gulf Coast from Galveston all the way down to South Padre Island. There are some amazing golf courses built right in the dunes that you would think you are maybe in Ireland somewhere. Newport Dunes down in on Mustang Island, just north of Corpus Christi, comes to mind. So there's probably 25 to 30 golf courses up and down the coast that offer a whole different mix than, say, the Texas Hill Country. And then if you're on the east part of the state, from Houston up towards Tyler all the way to the east part of Dallas, what we call the Piney Woods area. So you're playing through, what they've done is they've come right through laying out golf courses through these huge pine trees, and it's something to hear the crack of your golf club when it hits the ball bouncing off those trees. So it's really nice. And then you go to West Texas, which is a whole nother thing. It looks more like something in Arizona. with mesas, and that's the flat area that you're talking about. And it's a little bit windswept, I'd say, but the terrain is absolutely beautiful. Those four areas I just described are completely different and probably need to be taken on their own, one at a time.
Yeah, but probably. Yeah, something for everybody, that's for sure. My right. sister and her husband were just, I think they got home yesterday from, they've been down in the Padre Island area for about a week and a half or so. And I know that my brother-in-law was trying to play golf. I got a quick little message. His first attempted golf day got rained or winded out or something like that. But I'm going to have to ask him when I talk to him today where exactly they played this past week. What is this? I mean, this kind of whole new adventure, you know, bringing the whole state together, kind of new. Have you targeted some goals, or don't you really know what to expect at this point yet?
Well, we do have some real data from the Austin experience that we've been having the Austin Golf Trail in operation for 2 years. So that's what gives us the success there, has given us the confidence to expand. And what we're based all of that on is how many rounds of golf and how many hotel rooms are we booking. And at this stage, we're booking somewhere in the vicinity of 25 to 30 rounds per week. And, you know, we'd like that to be more. But, you know, right now we're on the road marketing. Texas just hadn't been on the menu, so to speak, for golf destinations around the country. And that's the first step, is to get that word out that Texas has great golf and there's an easy way to access it. So that's what we're doing first. And I know the business is already in operation, so I'm not we're not overly concerned about that. We are concerned about the quality of the experience, and not as much just the volume of the experience.
Now, that's a good way to look at it, probably, especially when you're first expanding your whole role here, taking the Austin deal and taking it out over the whole state. So as we wrap up here, where can people go to get information and what's the best way for them to approach you here?
The best thing to do is to go onto our website, which is texasboundforgolf.com. And as you said, the state is broken up by seven different regions, and the people can browse around on the website and look at the different golf courses and the different facilities that are available. And then on every single page, there is a blue button that says Get a Quote. And when you click on Get a Quote, you can enter your information about what your name and your contact information, and when you might like to come and where you might like to go. And then we take it from there. That comes personally to us.
All right, good deal. Chip, thanks a lot. Say hi to Jason for me. I hope he's doing better. And spread the word about Texas golf. Thanks a lot.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years now of serving families with dignity and heritage. Call them at 471-9900 or stop by if you're in town, 501 North Cascade, just north of downtown. It's the fastest hour in radio. Let's find out what the pros are doing on the golf world today. The first World Golf Championship event, the Accenture Match Play at Dove Mountain in Arizona. None of the quarterfinal matches went past the 16th hole yesterday. A pretty one-sided affairs. Mark Wilson 4-3 over Peter Hansen. Hunter Mahan just destroying Matt Kuchar 6-5. Rory McIlroy 3-2 over Sangmun Bae, and Lee Westwood 3-2 over Martin Laird. They are underway in the semifinals right now. Wilson is taking on Mahan and McIlroy playing Westwood, and then of course the winners move on to the final round this afternoon. Luke Donald won this event last year, but he bowed out early enough that so many points are involved here that if McIlroy or Westwood win the event, they will either one of those will be the new number one ranked player in the world. The alternate PGA event going down at Playa del Carmen in Mexico, the Mayakoba Classic. Daniel Summerhays is at 12 under. He's two better than Chris Stroud and four ahead of Will Claxton and Michael Allen. And the women are in Singapore for the HSBC Champions through three rounds. It was a three-way tie. Jenny Shin, Angela Stanford, Katie Fucher all at minus nine. Now, they were all tied at minus eight after the second round. All had matching 71s in the third round. They are two ahead of Shan Shan Feng and three better than Yanni Tseng and a pair of others. Tseng shot 67. Last I checked, Jenny Shin has moved to 10 under, and she had actually taken a two-shot lead now early in the round. Coverage, delayed coverage of that one also today as they actually are finished now. So that's what we've got for you for today. Thanks to our guests, Terry Anton from Snag Golf. Go to snaggolf.com to find out about those programs and just pick up some items if you want to play by yourself with your family. And also to Chip Gist for telling us about Texas Golf, texasboundforgolf.com with the information there. Thanks to Scott back in the studio in San Francisco. Thanks to you for listening. Hope you get out and play some golf wherever you can this week. And if so, as always, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Take care, everyone.